This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so, you know, you're a home service business owner or manager, and, you know, you're trying to wrap your head around this whole internet marketing thing.
Yeah.
And how it can bring, you know, actual customers
right.
for your business.
Absolutely.
Well, you're in the right place.
Exactly. It can feel overwhelming with all the advice online.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at an article by Chris Bradley.
Okay.
Called Internet Marketing Services, Boost Your Home Service Business.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to pull out some good insights
yeah.
that apply directly to you.
Perfect.
Without you know, getting too bogged down in the jargon and the fluff and all that stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, Chris Bradley's main point right off the bat is that when people need a service,
right.
these days they go online to search for it.
Yeah.
So a plumber, an electrician, a landscaper, whatever it is, your business has to show up.
Absolutely.
You know where they're looking.
Yeah.
Or else you're invisible.
You're invisible.
So first things first, your online presence. And that starts with your website.
Your website. Yeah. Think of it like your central hub.
Okay.
For all your online activity,
uh-huh.
you know, it's your digital address.
Okay.
It's the place where people go to learn everything they need to know
yeah.
about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought was really interesting is the article stresses the importance of thinking about your customers when you design it.
Yeah.
It's not enough just to have a website.
Yeah.
It needs to be, you know, easy for them to use
yeah.
and easy to find the information they're looking for.
Yeah, so when we talk about easy to use,
yeah.
you know, we mean things like clear and simple navigation. Like, no one wants to, you know, click through 12 pages to figure out what you do.
Right.
You have to have straightforward information about what you offer.
Mm-hmm.
The article talks about, you know, pricing.
Right.
And while you don't necessarily need to list exact prices for every job, you know, giving some kind of indication of how your pricing works can be really helpful.
Yeah, transparency is good.
Yeah, and absolutely crucial is your contact details.
Oh, for sure.
Your phone number, email, a contact form maybe?
Mm-hmm.
These need to be prominent and easy to find on every single page.
Yeah, if someone comes to your site
yeah,
and they can't immediately figure out, you know, how to contact you or if you even do what they need,
mm-hmm.
they're going to click away.
Yeah, absolutely.
So think about it this way.
Yeah.
If someone who's never heard of your business landed on your website right now,
right,
how quickly and easily could they figure out what you do and how to get in touch?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Now, beyond your website, the article talks about social media.
Social media, yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, you might not think of those as being for, you know, home service yeah. businesses, but...
I know, but it's a huge opportunity to connect with people.
Okay.
You know, in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Build awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, generate leads.
Okay.
And the key here, the article points out, is it's not just about setting up a page.
Right.
And occasionally posting something.
Yeah.
You really have to be active and engage with people.
Okay.
And share, you know, good content.
Yeah. So it's more than just like posting an ad.
Wait.
It's like actually building relationships.
Yes.
With people online.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you would in person.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
You know, show the personality behind the business.
Right.
Share updates on projects you've completed,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe some quick tips
yeah.
related to your services,
yeah.
like how to prevent frozen pipes in the winter if you're a plumber.
Yeah.
The article also talks about something that I think a lot of home service businesses maybe haven't considered,
yeah.
which is starting a blog.
A blog?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's really interesting here is how a blog can position you as kind of a go-to expert
mm-hmm.
in your local area.
Okay.
So by creating helpful, you know, informative articles
yeah.
related to your industry.
Okay.
Think like signs your water heater needs replacing.
Or choosing the right plants for your garden.
Mm-hmm.
You're providing real value
right.
to potential customers
mm-hmm.
before they even need to hire you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not about selling.
Right.
It's about being helpful.
Yeah.
And building that trust.
Absolutely.
So that when they do need, you know, a plumber or a landscaper.
Yeah.
They think of you.
Okay. So you're answering the questions that they're already searching for.
That's exactly
online.
Right. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So speaking of staying in touch and building those relationships.
Right.
The article also talks about the importance of email marketing.
Email marketing.
You know, some people might think email is a little outdated
these
days, but...
But it's still so effective.
Okay.
It's a way to communicate directly
right.
with both potential and existing customers.
Yeah.
So think email newsletters,
uh-huh.
targeted email blasts.
Yeah.
You can share important updates about your services.
Okay.
You can announce special offers,
mm-hmm.
seasonal promotions. Remind past clients you know about routine maintenance.
Right.
And share those blog posts that we talked about.
Okay.
So it's really a direct line
yeah.
into their inbox.
Perfect. All right. So you've got your website as that foundation.
Right.
You're connecting on social media. Mm-hmm. You're, you know, establishing your expertise with the blog.
Yeah.
And nurturing relationships through email.
Yep.
So now how do you make sure that people can actually find all this great stuff?
Yeah. That's the question.
When they're searching online.
Right. Well, that's where SEO comes in.
SEO.
Search engine optimization.
Okay.
So essentially, it's the process of making sure that your website and your content
okay.
shows up higher in search results.
Okay.
You know, like on Google.
Yeah.
When people search for stuff related to your business,
okay.
the higher you rank, the more traffic you're going to get to your website.
So the more people are going to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important to understand is that SEO is not a one-time thing.
Okay.
It's something you have to keep working at. Gotcha. Because search engines are constantly being updated.
Right.
So you have to stay on top of it.
So it's not like you can just like SEO your website once and then forget about it.
Wish.
Okay. And so while SEO is all about, you know, earning your spot at the top of those search results,
mm-hmm.
the article also talks about online advertising.
Online advertising, yeah.
So this is where you might decide to actually invest, you know, some of your marketing budget
yeah.
to get that visibility right away.
Yeah. And there are platforms like Google Ads and Facebook Ads.
Okay.
Which allow you to target very specific types of people
okay.
who are actively searching for what you do
okay.
in your local area.
Yeah.
So the real advantage here is the targeting.
Okay.
You know, you can really make sure your message is getting in front of the right people.
Perfect. And then for even broader reach and visibility, the article also talks about listing your business in online directories.
Yeah. Those are still important.
Okay, so tell us more about that.
Well, think of them like the modern Yellow Pages. You know, a lot of people use these websites
right.
to find local businesses.
Yeah.
And there are tons of them.
Yeah.
Like Yelp Angie's List and all kinds of industry-specific ones. So
yeah.
by creating, you know, complete and accurate business profiles
mm-hmm.
on all these relevant directories, you're going to be much more visible.
Okay.
And reach customers who might not find you through a general Google search.
So we've talked about the big picture.
A big picture.
Of building your online presence and getting
yeah.
found.
Yeah.
Now let's get into some of the details, starting with optimizing your website for search engines.
For search engines, yeah. It's not enough to just have a website.
Right.
You have to make it SEO friendly.
Gotcha. Okay, so how do we do that?
Well, one of the things the article talks about is using, you know, keyword rich titles and meta descriptions
okay.
for every page.
So what does that mean?
So the title tag is that, you know, the main link that you see in the search results.
Yeah, okay.
And the meta description is that little snippet of text below it. That kind of describes what the page is about.
Right.
So you want to make sure you're using the right keywords in there
mm-hmm.
to make them, you know, stand out and get people to click.
Okay.
And then it's about incorporating those same relevant keywords throughout your website.
Okay.
In the headings, the subheadings, the body text.
Yeah.
But it's important to do it naturally. It mm-hmm. should read well for people.
Right.
But also help search engines understand what your pages are about.
Okay, and so it's not just about the words on the page, is it?
No, the article also talks about optimizing images.
Images,
yeah.
okay.
So when you're saving an image to put on your website,
mm-hmm.
use a file name that's, yeah. you know, descriptive and uses keywords.
Okay.
So instead of image001.jpg,
yeah.
you might use leakyfaucetrepairservices.jpg,
right.
something like that.
That's much more specific.
Much more specific.
Okay.
And then there's alt text.
Alt text.
Yeah, that's a short description you add to each image. And it helps search engines understand what the image is, even if they can't see it.
Okay.
And it also improves accessibility
okay.
for people who are visually impaired.
Gotcha.
And finally, the article reminds us to promote our website
mm-hmm.
by listing it in those online directories.
Right.
And sharing links on social media.
So it all works together.
It does.
Now you can have, you know, the most technically perfect website.
Right.
But if the content isn't good...
Yeah.
People are going to leave.
Absolutely.
The article really stresses the power of high quality content.
And high quality means well written,
yeah.
informative,
mm-hmm.
engaging.
Right.
You know, and it should actually help your target audience.
Okay.
The article even suggests maybe investing in, you know, professional writers or editors.
Okay.
If you need to.
Yeah.
to get that level of quality.
And while that might seem like, you know, an extra expense,
yeah,
it's worth it to make that good impression.
It is.
Right.
And ultimately, it's going to lead to more business.
Yeah. And it's not just about, you know, posting it on your website and forgetting about it.
No.
You know, you've got to promote it.
Yeah.
The article highlights social media as a way to get that content out there.
Social media is huge for that.
Yeah. And it's also important to remember to include a clear call to action.
Call to action, yeah.
Telling people what to do.
Yeah.
So visit our website to learn more.
Right.
Call us for a free quote.
Mm-hmm.
Read our latest blog post.
It's all about guiding them
right
to that next step.
Perfect. Okay, so let's talk about social media.
Okay.
We touched on it earlier.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not just about posting random updates.
No, it's not.
What are the tips the article gave?
Well, one of the tips is to use relevant keywords in your profile.
Okay.
And your bio.
Mm-hmm.
So that people can find you.
Okay.
When they're searching on those platforms.
Gotcha.
And then the content you share needs to be interesting and informative.
Okay.
So think, you know, eye-catching photos and videos mm-hmm. of your work, mm-hmm. you know, quick how-to guides.
Yeah.
Even customer testimonials.
Yeah. Okay. And then again, the call to action.
Oh, yeah. Super important.
In those social media posts.
Every time.
And then the article makes a really good point about making sure your website
right.
is optimized for, you know, actually converting those visitors into leads.
Yeah, you're driving them to your website.
Yeah.
So make sure it's easy for them to take that next step.
Right.
Is your phone number easy to find?
Right.
Contact forms?
Yeah.
Clear offers, incentives?
Right.
And don't forget to track your results.
Okay.
Use Google Analytics.
Okay.
You know, to see what's working and what's not.
So you can adjust your strategy.
Exactly.
Perfect. Now, we also talked about email marketing before.
Email?
Yeah, and how it's great for staying connected.
Yeah.
So how can a home service business really make the most of email marketing?
Well, the key is to provide value.
Okay.
Share, you know, helpful tips,
mm-hmm.
home maintenance tips,
mm-hmm.
seasonal promotions. Remind people about annual service checks.
Yeah.
And building your email list is important.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, you could offer something, you know, in exchange.
Okay.
Like a free guide or a discount on their first service.
Okay.
And then just like with everything else.
Yeah.
You know, make sure emails look good.
Yeah.
And they have a clear call to action.
Perfect. Now, we also talked about paid advertising earlier. Yeah.
Pay that.
And how they can bring in, you know, targeted traffic quickly.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about, you know, the practical side?
Yeah. So you start by defining your goals.
Okay.
What do you want to achieve?
Right.
You set a budget. You choose the right keywords.
Okay.
So, you know, emergency AC repair near me, something like that.
Right.
And then you write, you know, good ad copy.
Okay.
That highlights what makes you special
uh-huh.
and encourages people to click.
Right.
But it's not enough to just, you know, set it up and forget about it.
Right.
You need to track how your ads are doing, you know, see what's working.
Yeah.
And be willing to adjust things.
Perfect. Now we've talked about getting visitors to your website or your blog.
Yeah.
But how do you actually turn them into leads?
Good question.
Right.
Well, you have to offer them something of value.
Okay.
In exchange for their contact info.
So what does that look like?
So think free guides.
Okay.
Ebooks.
Hmm?
Coupons.
Yeah.
That they can download after they provide their email address sure. or you know, other contact details.
Right.
LinkedIn is also good for generating leads.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly by engaging in, you know, groups and discussions
right.
that are relevant to your industry.
And again, make sure it's easy
oh, yeah.
for them to reach out.
Absolutely.
Right.
Prominent calls to action,
mm-hmm.
easy to find contact forms,
right.
all that good
so
stuff.
So for a home service business, you know, being visible to local customers is everything.
Yeah, local SEO is huge.
Yeah, the article dedicates a whole section to that.
So why is that so important?
Well, because people looking for a home service.
Right.
A plumber,
mm-hmm.
a cleaner, a painter,
mm-hmm.
they want someone in their area.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure your business shows up
yeah.
in those local search results.
Okay.
So first and foremost, you got to claim and optimize your Google My Business listing.
Okay.
Make sure all your information is accurate and up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to make sure that your NAP, which is your business name, address, and phone number,
right.
is consistent across all your listings online.
Okay.
And you can also build links
mm-hmm.
from other local websites,
right.
like community organizations or businesses
okay.
that can help your local ranking too.
Perfect. And, you know, these days, almost everybody's using their smartphones to access the internet.
Yeah.
So, you know, reaching those customers is crucial.
It's essential. Yeah.
So what does the article say about that?
Well, the article really emphasizes, you know, having a mobile-friendly website.
Okay.
So that means your website adjusts and displays properly on any device.
Okay.
Whether it's a desktop, a tablet, a smartphone.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
You also need to optimize your Google My Business listing.
Okay.
Specifically for those local mobile searches.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your contact info is easy to see and tap on.
Right.
And make sure your phone number and address are prominent and easy to find.
Okay.
On your mobile website.
Perfect. Okay. One last thing that the article touches on, which is managing and improving your online reputation.
Oh, yeah. That's so important.
Yeah.
These days, people do their research
mm-hmm.
before they hire anyone.
Right.
So a good online reputation
yeah.
is going to build trust.
Mm-hmm.
But bad reviews can really hurt you.
Absolutely.
So the article says,
yeah.
monitor what people are saying about you.
Okay.
You can use tools like Google Alerts.
Mm-hmm.
Respond to reviews promptly and professionally.
So both good and bad.
Especially the bad ones.
Okay.
You know, address any issues.
Right.
Don't ignore them. And then encourage your happy customers
yeah.
to leave good reviews
okay.
on Google Yelp, those kinds of
yeah.
places.
Yeah.
And showcase those testimonials on your website.
So social proof.
Social proof, exactly.
Okay. So to wrap up the article's main point is that internet marketing isn't just some trendy thing.
Right.
It's essential.
It is.
For any home service business yeah. that wants to grow.
Absolutely.
And it even gives the phone number.
It does.
For anyone who wants, you know, help getting started.
Which is 888-799-6067.
Okay, perfect. So we covered a lot today.
We did.
In this deep dive into Chris Bradley's article.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that, you know, boosting your home service business online
yeah.
is a multifaceted effort.
It is.
Right?
It's about building a solid online presence
mm-hmm.
with a good website.
Yeah.
Engaging on social media.
Right.
Providing valuable content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making sure you're easy to find.
Right.
And managing your reputation.
Yeah. And that all starts with, you know, understanding your customers and meeting them where they are.
Which is online.
Exactly. So yeah. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
You know, looking at all these different parts of internet marketing,
yeah.
from setting up your website to managing reviews,
mm-hmm.
what do you think is the most important?
That's a good question.
Or the area with the most potential for, you know, impacting your business right now?
I think for most home service businesses, it's got to be local SEO.
Local SEO.
Yeah. You know, making sure that when someone searches for a plumber in their town,
mm-hmm.
your business is the one that pops up.
Right at the top.
Right at the top.
Okay. And what's one small step you can take to, you know, explore that further?
I'd say claim your Google My Business listing.
Okay.
If you haven't already.
Okay.
And if you have,
yeah.
make sure it's completely filled out.
Updated.
Updated.
Well, maybe accurate.
Okay. So that's something everyone can do.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, that's a great question to think about.
Yeah.
And, you know, we encourage you to take some time after this deep dive.
To consider these concepts
mm-hmm.
and how you can implement them in your own business.
For sure.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
And we hope you got something out of it.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.